Well, the taimich, even according to your tam, like according to Rav Yechanan, well, the taimich, what does the Mishnah mean at the end? Shloihoi psul v'kodesh. Anytime the psul was not in the kodesh, then it is matam of beis abliya. L'asu yamai, what does that come to include? What does the sefer come to include? Ella, what do you have to answer? Reisha l'asu yashchitas kodshim efnim. The reisha means, even though it's possible, as long as it was a shchitas kodshim that was done befnim inside the beis hamikdash, that's mitamei midei minavela. It's mitamei midei minavela. Sefer that says psuloi shlohoi psulo v'kodesh, sefer l'asu yashchitas Malikas chulin bachutz. The case you take an oif and you make a malika bachutz on an oif chulin, that's nothing. There it is metama abeis abliya. So I call upon it for now. Mishnah is no riot of Yechanan. There's no kash on Rav. Now the Gemara says Tani kavos of Rav Yechanan. Anyway, I bring you proof to Rav Yechanan that if a czar makes a malika, it's considered a malika enough that it takes off the tumas novela. So Gemara says Tani kavos of Rav Yechanan. It says, Molko Zar, Molko Posol, Ha Pigo Via Noiso Via Tomei, Ein Mitam Abeis Abluya. It says clearly that if a Malika was done with a Zar, or else Molko Posol, even occurring this Posol, if he does the Malika, or else Ha Pigo Via the Machshev is Pigo, Vishas the Malika, or else Via Noiso, Via Tomei, even though you're Tomei, it says clearly, since you made a Malika though, is Ein Mitam Abeis Abluya. So there's a clear raya to Rav Yechanan. Rashi says, "Anais of Yatomei, Leir Minra, do not say, Nafkilu, Mehetu Achilas Kochim, Achalalayu Issa Nevela Lamafreya." Like maybe now that it's nicer, if the oif became nicer, or the oif, Rashi, of the oif became Tomei, now that you're not allowed to eat it, maybe now it's Chalan Issa Nevela like Mafreya. Kamashmala, no, that even though later on it was Chalan Issa nicer and Issa Tomei on it, but since Lamaisa Vishash Chita, Vishash Malika, was Chal Heter Achila, so even though the Heter goes off later, the Tumas Novela does not come back. But I call upon him, it's a Rai, it's Rabbi Yechanan. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak says, Shemati, I heard over, Shtayin, I heard over two halachas. Achas, one halacha was that Kemitza Zar, I heard over one halacha about if a Zar makes the kemitza by the mincha, if he takes the handful from the mincha, for yachas malikazar, and one heard over about a pizar makes some malika on a knife. Now, achas terid, for yachas le terid, and one of them heard the locker is, even if you put it on top of the mizbeach, still it's terid, you have to take it down, and one of these halachas heard that no, it's le terid. But below yadana, I do not remember on which one I heard. In other words, which one is a big psul? If a czar makes a malika, or if a czar makes a kemitza. Zumar says, Omar Chizki says that Mistabra the Sforah should be kemitza terid. If a czar makes a kemitza, that's mamish nothing. There's no heter on that. That kemitza should be terid. Even though you put it on top of the mizbeach, you have to take it down. But malika le terid, if a czar made a malika, and now you take that oif, and you put it on top of the mizbeach to burn it, you're allowed to leave it there, you're allowed to burn it. That's the Svara. Samora says, Maishna, what's the difference? Malika, the Yeshna, Mabama. What do you want to say? Because by a Malika, a Zar could do it in the Bama. By Bama, Bishast, there was no base Midish before then. When there was a Hetera Bamais, even a Zar can make a Malika. So that's why, even though now you have the base Midish and a Zar is possible, but I call upon him to sit it something, therefore it's Loteret. Samora says, if so, Kemitza Nami Yeshna, Mabama, no. Bishas the Hetra Bomas, there was no din kun at all. Even a Zara can make a kemitza. So even by Mincha also, we should say Loteret. Versus the Chitan, maybe you tell me the difference is like this. Ain Mincha Baboma, no. Maybe there was no Mincha by the Bomas. Bishas was a Hetra Boma, you could only bring a korban, not a Mincha. So if so, there was never a Hetra of a Zara to bring a Mincha. Torah says, if you can say such a swear like that, then it also should follow to say that ain't oifos nami b'bama. The Hua didn't have to say there was no oifos b'shas d'etter of bamas. Why? The Yom Rav Shesha Shesha says, the divrei yom, according to one that says, yesh mincha b'bama, that b'shas d'etter of bamas. They did bring a mincha, I'll tell you also that Yesh Eifes Vabama, who are then they brought Eifes, Vishast was after Abamas. But the Divri Oimer ain't Mincha, but the Shita that holds, no, Vishast after Abamas, you cannot bring a Mincha. I'll tell you, ain't Eifes, who are then you couldn't bring an Eif either. The Mora says, my time, how do you know this? The Pesuk says, Vochim, Huidarshim, Voloy Menochis. You can only bring a Zevach, Vishast after Abamas, and not, Rashi says, Zvochim means, Vayizbechu Zvochim, Shlomim V'Sinai. So only Zvochim and not Menachis. So what in the same deek is, Zvochim V'lo Yoifes. So back to the question, what's the difference between if a Zahar does a Maliko, or if a Zahar makes a Kamitza? So where it says, Ela rather, Eima say like this, Ein Kiddush B'Klisharis, B'Mincha B'Boma. Today in the Chanamni, we're going according to Mandi Yoma, they did bring Menachis, and they did bring Eifes, by the Bama. Senechnaim, the Eifes that they brought was the same type of an Eif we bring now. So therefore, at that time, Shasetra Bama is a Zar could do a Malika. So therefore, now, if a Zar does a Malika, Hakoponim, it's Layerit. Mashenke, the Menochis, even though a Zar can make the Kemitza, Bishasetra Bama is, but at that time, the Pshat was Ain Kiddush B'Klisharis. They did not use a Klisharis then by the Bama. The Mincha B'Bama. Therefore, it's not like the mincha we bring now in the Beis Hamikdash. Now, the Shas of Beis Hamikdash, a mincha has to be put into a klisharis. So maybe when you need a klisharis, then a zar has no shakas to it. Therefore, if a zar makes a kamitza now, and the chanami is like a psul 100%, and therefore the svar is, it should be yerid. Even if you put it on top of the mizbeach, we should take it down. You have no heta to burn it. Now the Mishnah says, Molach b'smoyel oy b'layla. If you made a malika, Kohen makes a malika with his left hand, or does it at night time, so it's not mitama b'sabliya. I'll go upon the malika helps to take off the tumas nevela. So Gemara says, turn around, what's in a price like this? Yochai would have thought to say, Te malika, she lefnim, mitama begodama b'sabliya, if you make a malika lefnim inside. It would be mitama begonim abeis abliya. In other words, on every oif, even a regular oilas oif, even you do it the hechsher. But still, I would have thought to say that if you make a malika, the mice is still a nevela. It still has tumas nevela on it. Maybe only a chatas oif. There is a special zerasakosiv that if you make malika, you'll not eat from it. Sinachlami, there would not be a tumas nevela. Then maybe on an oilas oif, if there's no way to eat it, maybe it remains in the vela. That's the price it says. Yochol say malika, she lefnim, mitama begonim beis abliya, kamar, the post says nevela. That no, only a nevela has tumas, not a oif that has a malika. So where is why? When I'm in the vela, this oif also, a shchita was not done to it, only a malika. So maybe a malika does not take off the tumas nevela. Maybe it's still called a nevela. Ela rather Talmud Leima Treifa. The Pesuk says Treifa. Rashi v'nefesh asher teichal nevelu Treifa. Or nevela seif tor v'tuk makuras. Talking about those kanim. V'ay Treifa kroi yaseiru. Now the reason why it says the word Treifa is extra. The drasha, like we'll soon see. She'ef shel shemeya kamashmo. You can't say means kipshutei. So therefore there's an extra word here of Treifa. So where it says, ma Treifa. Shein ma teresas hiso. Of kol shein matera says hissa, just like a treifa, there's no head to teed it. That's where it has tumas nevela. Mashenka goes out of this. Sometimes there is of kol shein matera says hissa, but yosu malika she lefnim ho yovi matera says hissa a mitama begodim abevei sabliya. That since the malika lemaisa fakotshim bifnim is a matir, like we said on the chat the seif, it's matir it teed it. So since the Malika is a matir, therefore it's a svara that avada the Malika takes off the tumas nevela. So even by an oila seif, there would not be a tumas nevela. And Rashi explains that even by an oila seif, the mice of the Malika is what's matir the isa. Like before the Malika, you can't be matir the oila. It's only through the Malika that you have the heter on its isa. So kids, even an oila seif, even though there's no heter achila, but the malika helps for the avoda, and now it's fit to burn the yif. Therefore, it has a matir. Therefore, it has no tumas nevela. But all the hamolik kotshim bachutz, my mashenkim. Let's say take kotshim bachutz. and make them likorna bachutz, and a chanami, there would be metama for beis kabliya. There is not matter anything. Or moyle chulin beim refnir beim bachutz, and what did you take an oif of chulin and you make them likorna? Not a shchito. What you do it tefnim inside or outside? Hoyu v'yein matir nesisa the time of begodim beis kabliya. Since some lika on an oilas chulin has no heter at all, so therefore it's a regular novella and I have too much novella. That's called Ovi Mitama Megorah Beis Abliya. Tanidach, another process is like this. That Yochel, I would have thought to say, Te Shchitas Chulin Lefnim. If you make a regular Shchita on a behemoth Chulin inside the Beis Amigdash, or else the Kochim, if you have a behemoth that's a Kochim, Behemoth Befnim, a behemoth Bachutz, Mitama Beis Abliya, it should yibi Mitama Beis Abliya. In other words, we're talking about an oif over here. We have an oilas oif, or a chatas oif. I would have thought the city would make a shchita on them. Beim b'fnim, or beim b'chutz. It's metama beis abliya, since the din now of this oif kochim is to have a malika, not to have a shchita. So I would have thought the city would make a shchita. It's nothing, it's metama beis abliya. Talmud Leiman, this apostle says, no, nevela. That's called, not only a nevela has tumah, not this. For the Gemara, why? When I'm in the veli, there's also in the veli. There's no hatar achila, it's dead. And around again, Talmud Lema treifa, the Pesuk says extra the word treifa. Sudash in ma treifa, shav v'mifnim, kibachutz, just like a treifa, has no hatar at all, whether it's done bifnim, whether it's done bachutz, af kol shavois bifnim kibachutz, who are din a psul, that has to be the same type of a psul, whether it's done inside or whether it's done outside. Yotza goes out of here, Shchita, Schulim, Bifnim. They make a Shchita on a Oif, Bifnim, that a Koponim has a Heta, if it would have been done Bachutz, or else for Kochim, Bein Bifnim, Bein Bachutz. Hoyo Vuloi Shovim Bifnim, Ke Bachutz, and Metama Begodim, Abbe Sabliya, since it doesn't have the same halachis, it's not Shovo, Bifnim, Ke Bachutz, that me Bifnim, the Heta is Malika, me Bachutz, in the Chaim, it doesn't have a Heta Malika. But our Koponim, since the Malika helps Befnim, who are then if you do a Malika, or you do a Shchita, whether it's Bachutz or Befnim, it's not Matama based on Godim. But our Koponim, a knife, has a Heta through Shchita or through Malika. So Mora says, Vishleim Mechul, I understand Chulin, Le Shavu Befnim ke Bachutz. It's not Daima. La Shchita Oif, Bachutz is supposed to be a Shchita. Befnim, you don't have a Heta to do it. But if you do it, I'll call upon the Shchita to something. Ela kochim, idi v'idi, psulim ninu. Well, by kochim, what's the difference? The mice is the din of kochim, oifres kochim is to make a malika, not to make a Shchita. So if you make a Shchita on an oila saif or a chata saif, it should be matama based on godim. There's no heta, not pifnin, it's shava, like both pifnin and the bachutz. So if you make the Shchita on the oila kochim, on the oif kochim, it means nothing. So my Rav says like this, we're meant to say it like this. My Rav, emo'ilu loy shchitas, chutz, lechai v'koris. If you have this oila saif, a korban, you take it outside and you make a shchita v'chutz. The shchita means something, a koponim, that you be chayiv for shchitas chutz, you chayiv koris. If so, loy toila l'tarim de novela, so you see that shchita means something. Since the shchita means something, havada the svar is, it's mitayim de novela. So it was Ashkechon Chutz. And Echlam, you see that a Shchita on an Oilas, on an Oif, on an Oif Kochim means something Bachutz. But Pnim Minolim, where do we ever find that a Shchita on an Oif Kochim means anything Bifnim? So where says Echlam, it is the Svara. Ho Yuvloi Shava Bifnim Ke Bachutz, since it's not Shava. Lamaisa Shchita on an Oif Bachutz means something, but since it means something Bachutz, who are then when you make a shchita b'fnim, it also means something. It also, our koponim takes off the tumas nevela. It's not called the psul hashava like a treifa, both be b'fnim and b'chutz. The Yaakov of the Gemara, so molak kochim b'chutz nami loy. If you make a malika kochim b'chutz, also there should not be tumas nevela. Why? To le shava b'fnim ke b'chutz. It's not shava because if you make a malika b'fnim, it's kosher. It has no tumas nevela. So if so, why do you hold, if you make the malika bachutz, there is a tumas nevela, it's not shava. Amar Rav Simi bar Rashi, donin dovor shloi bechsheroi midovor shloi bechsheroi. We have to learn out shloi bechsheroi, like before, by the shchit of an Eid Kodshim. Even if you do it pachutz, it's shloi bechsheroi. You're not allowed to do it that way. Just if you do it pachutz, yichayif shchitas chutz. That's the svar who did yichayif b'fnim. But it has to be something that's done shloi bechsheroi. And that we learn out in one place. Shloi bechsheroi takes off the tumas levela, but take off the other place also. Ma'ashekin a malika b'fnim tiyein donim dover shloi bechsheroi midover shechsheroi. They can't bring me a proof from the fact if you make a malika b'fnim that is kosher, that takes off the tumas levela. Who I did now, if you make a malika and leif pachutz, also which you take off the tumas levela. No, there's no svara. You can't learn out malika b'chutz from malika b'fnim. Because a malika mibefnim, that's hachsheroi, that's mitzvosa dekach. Havada the attacker, it's a good malika. Mashenk, when you're making a malika, that's not hachsheroi, you have no place to tell me that the malika, shloi hachsheroi, still takes off a tumas novela. So therefore, if you make a malika bachutz, and economy will be mitama begodim of esabliya. Because the Gemara of Eloi, is that true what you're saying, Eloi? For a time like this, minayin liyotzei, shimono liyori, how do you know if you have a piece of meat or the emurim that went of meat from the Kodesh Kadoshim? Halacha is if it goes out of the Yazara, has a psul yaitse. How do we know if this meat went out and now you brought it back in, you put it on top of the mizbeach and the din is lo yerid, that you don't have to take it down anymore? Why? Shira yaitse kashim b'boma. We're learning that from boma. And even though by boma, that's hachshere b'kach. The cloud there, there's no psul yaitse. So how could you learn out by the base of Midrash where there is the psul yaitse? That if the bosta goes on top of the mizbeach, it's lo yerid. How could you learn that out from a boma? Over there, it's not a shechshere b'kach. So my answer, like we had before, turn I'll answer you. There, the yike heter of kol o'ilim that we say is lo yerid, it's on the pasuk of zois toiras oilo ribu samachle. There's a ribui that says zois toiras oilo. Mashm, everything that goes up on Mizbeach is lo yerid. Because we have three miyutim, that there are three things that even though it goes up, we bring down. Now we're just saying svaris, which one of the three things that yerid, and which one of the things that are lo yerid. So it's a svar to say that yoytse should not be yerid, since Lamaisa there was a heter once, Babama. So it's not a real limud, because the real limud is the posik, zayis teres oilo. It's only a svar to say this should not be part of the niyat. So therefore we learn out from Boma, even though there is Pasher Bekach. But over here we want to say that the Malika of Oif Kochim Bachutz should be Metarmed and Avela, that you can't learn out from Malika Mibafnim. A Malika Mibafnim is Mama Shachshere Bekach. Hashenka and the Malika Bachutz, where it's Pesul and Echnami, there we hold. It's Taka Metame, it has Tumas Novela. If you eat it, it's Metame you, Habesabliya. Now the Mishnah says, Molak, let's say the Kohen made a kosher Malika, and after the Malika on the Yoif, the Nimsa Treifa, he found that there was a Treifa in the Yoif. He found the neck of a hole in the Veshet, Rasa Bnei Nayin, he found one of the Yutchet Treifas. Salokharit, Rabbi Meir Weimer, Eini Metame Habesabliya. No, still, the Malika takes off the Tumas Novela. Just like a Shchita on a Treifa takes off the Tumas Novela, who within a Malika on a knife, Treifa, takes off the Tumas Novela. Rabbi Yudu Aymano, Mitama Vavesabliya. Rabbi Yudu, that a Malika on a Treifa.